when you, the scraps from the kitchen,
yeah,
you'd rake that into
to drop bucket,
yeah, and take it out to them.
Yeah.
How'd you call it when you're feeding?
Sue, twenty, he called.
Yeah.
But we don't give a whole too much of that now. I buy a brand for. But that goes to the dogs. I got a boy. She told my boy the other day. My boy said, "Lou, man," he said, I got some rice here in the safe here, in the ice box here. You want me? I'm gonna take it. Oh no, that's the pub. We gotta eat that for supper. but then, and this is here, then. At that time, when it was had that to be the home, it wouldn't have to be the dog, it wouldn't have to be the bread, and I should get to the dog.
Yeah. What would you fry eggs in?
In a frying pan. You got it.
Yeah. Did you ever see the ones that they would cook in the fire with that had three legs on them?
Yeah. I had a few. I got one. We call them all. They use a big bread, big bread in them. What you talk about, they're full legs. I've had one or two of them out there in the yard.
What kind of bread?
Flour bread, biscuit bread.
Uh-huh. Make a big what?
A big biscuit bread, either.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Well, sometimes it would be that too. But these are young people that are hard. That's what I tell you, these young people that want some shit. Yeah, they know how to do it. But the old people would do, you could eat that cornbread, you take a cornbread like that, that's what you see, make a whole cake, suck, man, you take a cornbread, that both folks would take that thing and put it that skillet, make it up with that cornmeal, and put two, three eggs in the boil, and beat that thing up, and pour it that skillet, and put a little grease in there, and put that layer over there, get a little cold on the fire here, and put it on top of that thing. Boy, you talking about eating.
Make a palm?
Yeah, palm, man. That's what I need cook. Other people don't always do that. The more, make bread with your hand, figure their pies and tuck them. They don't always make them more bread. You gotta send them to the store to get bread.
Figure their pies
got them. They don't want that on the fingers. They don't want that to come off, you know. You make bread, you gotta make it with your hand, you know. You don't want that. They said, Papa, they ain't got no bread. But mix it up, get a little bit, or get that price going to come off my finger. I said, I see. And so you want to take it and cover. Now they had buy bread. I eat it, but I don't care too much about that kind of bread.
Buy bread?
Buy that fried bread is all right. But they buy at the store. That's what cheap meat. You got to go buy a loaf of bread. That old bread is just a great big pile. Mash it together. I read that whole bread. Take bread and bake it up. My wife used to bake it with a, bake it up like that and put it and let it rise. Then take it and put it in the stove and bake it. Homemade light bread. That was all right. But 1950, another time, it's on the stove. Pick up a little loaf of bread.
What did you used to make bread rise with?
Puts up quite a hop yeast. East.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest lot. Buy a hop yeast, you go to the place and get it, the baker shop, you can get it from, and then people used to bake it, because I remember the time, you used to take it, after you buy one, you take it, you go to the house and make it up, and put it in a little crock like that, and see where you want one, you take a whole yeast cake like that, and bake it up and make your bread with it when you had your bread. You had to worry about the yeast because you had the yeast. A lot of people got to buy yeast. You don't want nothing. Everything that you go buy. You don't want to take time to make this. You got money, huh? You buy it, but it's where you go from.
What did you boil water in?
What you mean, a well? For that, I had a well boom, so of course, you know, $100 in the last shovel. I used to take a shovel. How many times I took a shovel to get out of that digger well?